Baltimore City school officials failed to report a $100 million pension liability to the city government in fiscal 2015. That's according to the city auditor. And WYPR's Dominique Maria Bonessi reports the auditor says that may not be the only time the error shows up.
Auditor Robert McCarty told the Board of Estimates this morning about the missing information in the school system's financial audit report.
The Baltimore City Public School System issues their own financial audit report. In their report, they did not include their liability to the city's employee retirement system of $100 million. They, in their opinion, it was a liability to the city of Baltimore, to the ERS.
So to put it in lay terms, it's as if you walked into Max's Tap House in Fells Point, racked up a $100 million tab buying for everyone, and then left, assuming your friend would pick up the tab. And your friend thought you were going to pay.
The city did not report the liability in their report, and neither did the Baltimore City Public School System.
McCarty also said the same error could be in the 2016 and 17 reports. The school system's financial report for fiscal 2017 isn't available yet, but the 2015 and 16 reports both say the schools have a special funding situation for both the system and employee retirement plans. The problem with the school system's reporting showed up in an audit that revealed generally sloppy bookkeeping and a lack of oversight throughout the city government. City Council President Jack Young, who attended the meeting, said he saw a larger issue with the school system's lack of transparency.
I think that the remedy for me is for the city to take back the school system entirely, you know, because I'm not happy with the present system in place.
The city lost control of its schools in 1997 when the General Assembly created a city-state partnership aimed at transforming a beleaguered, underfunded system where two-thirds of first through fifth graders couldn't read at grade level. Mayor Catherine Pugh said in a news conference after the board meeting that restoring control of the schools to the city would be a drastic step, but she said gaining power to appoint and dismiss board members is a start towards gaining better financial control.
One of the things in my questioning of those who are interested in being on the school board is talking about fiduciary responsibility.
City school officials failed to respond in time for this report. Pugh said that the failure to report the pension liability may be related to a memorandum of understanding or a non-binding agreement between the school system and the city that has yet to be signed, thus maybe being a simple misunderstanding between the two parties. She also said the pension issue combined with the $130 million deficit in the school system's budget revealed in February has her concerned about the system's financial structure. And she said she has one solution.
What I'm also doing is putting more staff into the comptroller's office because she's responsible for audits. I think she's asked for staff with her for years to be able to do more audits for city agencies.
Council President Jack Young said he will schedule a hearing soon with the school system and the city financial departments to address the issue. I'm Dominique Maria Benessi at City Hall for 88.1 WYPR.